The Trump administration Wednesday tightened the work requirements for food stamp benefits. Anti-hunger activists in Massachusetts decried the change. The new rule makes it more difficult for states to waive a requirement that an able-bodied adult without children must work at least 20 hours a week or lose Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Christina Maxwell, Director of Programs for the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts.
This new regulation is the expansion of a regulation that's been in place for about 20 years. So it affects people who are called able-bodied adults without dependents. So these are generally single adults who don't have children living with them at home between the ages of 18 and 49. For many years, states have been able to, those people are limited in getting SNAP benefits. They can only get them for 3 months out of every 36-month period. For 20 years or so, states have had the flexibility to waive some of those rules so that more people could stay on SNAP for longer periods of time, particularly in times of economic downturn when a lot of people would be unemployed. And so these rules would be eliminating that flexibility for the state and returning to the original rule, which would limit every ABOD to 3 months worth of SNAP in every 36-month period, regardless of whether or not they're able to find a job or not. The way that they can exempt themselves is to have work that's at least 20 hours a week, which can be really challenging for a lot of people.
So why does the government say it's making these changes to this work requirement?
Well, the government says that they are returning SNAP to its original intent, which was to provide a hand up, not a lifelong dependence on food stamps or other types of benefits. I don't think anyone would argue with the idea that people who are able to work should work. And the fact is that most people who are on SNAP who are able to work do work. They're sort of addressing a problem that's not really a problem. And the people who are going to be affected by this rule are people who are like veterans who are returning from combat who may be having trouble adjusting back into the community, foster kids aging out of foster care, people with limited English ability, and people who have lack of transportation, which of course is a widespread problem in Western Massachusetts. So the people that are going to end up being affected by this rule are people who are really struggling anyway, and taking food off their plates is just not going to help them get a job or keep a job.
So what will the impact be on people here in Western Massachusetts?
Well, we estimate that about 10,000 people in Western Massachusetts will be affected. The SNAP program brings about $224 million from the federal government into Western Mass each year. So I'm not entirely sure of the dollar amount there that will likely go away, but a lot of that will. Right now in Western Massachusetts, we have some areas that are exempted from the ABOD rule because of low employment opportunities in those areas. And those areas are largely in Hampden County and in the North Berkshires. And so next year when this rule comes into effect, the exemptions for those areas will go away. And everybody who lives in those areas, who's an ABOD, who's not working at least 20 hours a week, will lose their benefits after only 3 months.
Now, this isn't the only change in the SNAP program that's being considered by the USDA. There are a couple of other potential rule changes that are in the pipeline. Is that right?
Right. Yes, that's right. There are three more.
And what are those?
One of them would eliminate categorical eligibility, which is sort of a wonky policy, but it allows kids who are in a SNAP household to also get school meals, free school meals. And it enrolls people or makes people eligible for other programs simply because they're enrolled in SNAP. When that goes away, it's likely that 90,000 people in Massachusetts will lose their SNAP benefits. Another one is probably the one that's gotten the most publicity is the public charge rule, which would deem people who are coming into the United States and who are applying for citizenship, would deem them a public charge if they have received SNAP benefits in the past. So that has put a serious chilling effect on people seeking out not only SNAP benefits, but also people going to food pantries, people enrolling their kids in school lunches. Those programs are not affected by the rule, but there's been a lot of misinformation, so people are confused, and that's been a really serious problem. And finally, the newest rule proposal has to do with the standard utility allowance, which provides states with the flexibility to adjust what we call the SNAP math to take into account the high heating costs that exist in some parts of the country, namely New England. So the flexibility for states to take that into account would go away, and the entire country would function under the same standard utility allowance, which would lead to many SNAP households in Massachusetts losing about $50 a month. And that would affect about 200,000 recipients across the state. So that's actually the proposed rule change that would have the most widespread effect in Massachusetts.
If all of these rules are eventually put in place, what might the impact be on the emergency food network in Massachusetts? Would the food bank and its partners have the ability to pick up the slack, so to speak?
Absolutely not. I'm so glad you asked that question because it's something we're really concerned about. So just to give you some perspective, the SNAP program distributes 12 meals for every one meal that the entire food bank network across the country is able to distribute. So there is no way that the Emergency Food Network in Western Massachusetts could make up the gap that would be created if SNAP were cut under one or more of these rules. We'll simply be overrun. And so, you know, it's really the federal government sort of reneging on their promise to help us and help the residents of our community to be able to find ways to support themselves. And it has always been the federal government and charitable organizations working in tandem to do that. And this is really changing that dynamic, and it's going to put a tremendous amount of pressure on us.